Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. All around the world, the ballooning jellyfish population is causing a number of problems for those living and working along the coast. But as Kathy Lucas, lecturer in marine biology at the University of Southampton, explains, relief could be on the way.
Jellyfish have lived in our seas for over 500 million years. They are found throughout the world's oceans, from surface sunlit waters to depths greater than 16,000 feet. When conditions are right, jellyfish have the ability to form spectacular blooms, some of which affect our beaches, fishermen, and power plants. Over the last decade, increased reports of jellyfish blooms in the media have fueled a perception that jellyfish are on the rise and will take over our seas. Even the scientific literature regularly reports that jellyfish are increasing globally and are a symptom of a degraded ocean. But often these conclusions are extrapolated from local or regional studies. So, are blooms of jellyfish really increasing throughout the world's oceans? The Global Jellyfish Group researched this question using data sets stretching back more than 200 years. We found that globally, jellyfish populations undergo synchronous oscillations with multi-decadal periods of rise and fall, including a rising phase during the 1990s and early 2000s that we believe has contributed to the current perception of a global increase in jellyfish abundance. The previous peak of the 1970s went largely unnoticed, probably because fewer people studied jellyfish, there was less awareness of global scale problems, and without the internet, there was less capacity to share information. Whether the hint of a small rise in recent years is a continuing upward trend or part of an oscillation, time will tell, but we now have a solid baseline from which to assess future changes. While there is little evidence for a global rise in jellyfish, there are regions of the world where blooms have increased, including the Sea of Japan and parts of the Mediterranean. Here, sustained increases in jellyfish populations will continue to present problems for coastal industries.
That was Kathy Lucas of the University of Southampton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.